Chapter 9. Clayton marched around the Brownstone Security Conference Room, pumping his fist in the air.
Did you see the look on Tomas's face? He laughed. That bastard almost peed himself. That's what he gets for messing with Brownstone Security.
Yeah, messing with Brownstone Security, Allison thought caustically. She leaned against a wall, her arms folded. Hannah sat beside Tahir and Sonia at the table. Mason and Dricey had volunteered to make a sushi run. It didn't feel like a full victory sushi day, but everyone deserved a treat after their help in an unusual family job. Their visitor slapped a hand over his chest.
Vargas is probably crying right now. Oh man, the Dark Princess is coming for me.
He grinned.
He'll never dare touch me now. I wouldn't be surprised if he never lets his guys set foot in Seattle again in case you decide to go all Scourge of Hurricane on him.
Allison cleared her throat. How about the follow-up? Now that we've taken care of the original problem, I think it's time for that. He stopped and blinked at her in confusion.
Follow-up? What are you talking about?
Tomas made a few things clear to me before the fight. She lowered her arms. And I'd like to use a truth spell to verify them. I don't think that's too much to ask, given what we did for you. The wizard frowned.
I'm not the problem here. Vargas is. Tomas was lying about the human trafficking. They do it, I swear they do.
Then you wouldn't mind a truth spell, would you? She smiled. If you're not lying, you don't have anything to hide. Sonia frowned at her father, disappointment in her face.
Wait.
Clayton replied.
What's going on?
He looked from Allison to his daughter.
We're good. Vargas won't touch me. We can be together again. Now, I have some business I need to take care of first, you know, tying up some loose ends, and I don't understand what any of this has to do with follow-up.
Hannah rolled her eyes. Maybe I should charm him. That might be a fun way to find out the truth.
Charm me?
He frowned.
What is that?
She gave him her best fox grin. My own special magic.
I don't get it. I'm the victim here. You were there. We tried to be reasonable, and Vargas's thugs still tried to kill everyone. I was there to pay them off. I wanted this all to be over without any further trouble. I've done nothing wrong.
Right. Pay them off,
Allison snorted. With whose money?
My money, he insisted. Money I saved.
You mean money you stole and stolen from whom, huh? She walked over to the table, her eyes narrowed. Here's my theory. I think you only came back because you heard about Sonia living with me. I think you thought you could leverage your relationship to get me to clean up your mess with Vargas. And you're right. I'm always willing to help out, especially in a family situation. But that doesn't mean I believed everything you told us.
This is crap,
Clayton sputtered. He looked at Sonia with pleading eyes.
You have to believe me. Everything I did was to make sure you were safe. I didn't ever intend to be gone this long. I know that hurts, Sonia, but I'll make it up to you as soon as I have all those loose ends tied up.
Tahir leaned forward with a tight frown.
I'm willing to bet if I probed Vargas's activities that I wouldn't find any evidence of human trafficking. I'm sure I'd find all kinds of crimes, but probably not that one. I think you mentioned it because everyone knows how much Allison objects to trafficking. Even if that's true, it doesn't change the fact that he's a dangerous arms and drug dealer,
the other man insisted.
And, I'm sure he's involved in trafficking. I'm not saying I can prove it in court or anything, but some of the records I saw, I kind of knew. I had a feeling. He's smart. It's not like he'll keep files listed as human trafficking records. You have to look between the lines, you know.
That brings us back to the truth spell, Allison replied. It's a simple way to verify some of the things you've claimed. Clayton threw his hands up.
Haven't I been victimized enough? Hasn't my daughter?
He pointed at Sonia.
We're finally back together and you're ruining it with these wild accusations.
Don't you have some loose ends to tie up first? Hannah asked, her voice sickeningly sweet, but her eyes filled with malice.
I can spend a few days with Sonia before taking care of that.
He shrugged and smiled at the teen.
We have so much time to make up for.
Sonia scoffed. I'm not a complete idiot, Dad, so stop acting like I am. He staggered back.
What?
I wanted to believe that you came back for me and even held out hope after you asked about Allison protecting you, but let's be real. This has nothing to do with me, except for me knowing the Dark Princess. She sighed and stared at the conference room table. The more I think about my life, the more I wonder if you ever really cared. I bet you only needed a partner. Mom wasn't a magical, so she couldn't help you. Her father shook his head.
It's not like that at all. I love you. You're my daughter. I'd love you even if you weren't a magical.
Allison sighed. Yet again, we circle to the truth spell.
Maybe there are some things I'm not proud of that I don't want getting out.
Clayton shrugged and cast a nervous glance at her.
And it's not like you'll limit things. I appreciate your help, but that doesn't mean I'm ready to bare my soul to you, especially in front of my daughter.
Bare your soul? She shook her head. You have no idea how true that used to be. How about this? What if I limit myself to one question? That's fair, isn't it?
One question?
He nodded slightly, pulled a chair out, and sat.
It depends on the question.
I only want to ask you if the main reason you had for contacting Sonya was because she's connected to me. That's fair. She looked at Hannah and Tahir, and both nodded their agreement. The wizard's face twitched.
No, that's not fair. You can have multiple reasons for doing something.
She nodded. That's true. Then how about I ask you if your main reason for leaving Vargas was because the authorities were closing in, rather than any moral concerns about your work?
You're trying to make me look bad, he stammered. But it's not like that. You can't reduce complicated situations to simple explanations. It's not how life works.
Sonya rolled her eyes. That's so weak, Dad. I think on some level I always knew you were garbage, and I knew in my heart that you jetted because you cared more about yourself than me. But to see you here now, spewing such obvious crap, I can't believe you can do it with a straight face. Clayton scoffed.
You believe Brownstone? She might have taken care of you for a while, but I took care of you for years. I'm your father. I'm the reason you even have magic.
Screw you! The girl shouted. Being nice to me every once in a while doesn't make you a great father. I bet that Tomas guy is nicer to his kid if he has one. You have a responsibility beyond simply having me. I think about my entire life, and it's not like I have many great memories of you. Admittedly, you were nicer when my magic came in, but I get it now. You saw a tool you could use. He snorted and pointed at Allison.
Do you think the Dark Princess would care about you if you weren't a magical? You're only a tool to her, too.
He waved his arm around.
She doesn't care about you. None of these people really care about you.
Hannah glared at him. Keep talking, asshole. No one has forced Sonya to help out. Tahir nodded.
I provide training, but what she chooses to do with her future is her own choice. We are only in this position because of the substandard efforts of you and your wife, your so-called parenting. To be frank, even if you only view your daughter as a resource for whatever criminal activities you're involved in, you've done a poor job of cultivating that resource. You're pathetic on several levels. Strangers!
Clayton shouted. He banged his fist on the table.
You'll side with strangers over your own flesh and blood, Sonya? I'm your family!
Sonya shook her head. No, you aren't. Not anymore. They're my family. They took me in when they didn't have to. They could have shoved me into the system, and most people would say that was the right thing to do. It would have been easier for them. But I have friends now, and family, adults who care about something other than if I'll be useful to them.
Are you saying you choose them over your own father?
Sonya took a deep breath and raised her head to stare at him, her gaze firm. How about I choose the one question for the truth spell?
And what's that?
Did you even worry about me when you were gone? Her eyes watered. I don't care if you came back because of Allison or for any other reason. I only want to know if you worried when you were gone.
Clayton licked his lips.
You have to understand that I was on the run. I was distracted all the time. I didn't have time to think about a lot of things. Important things.
Including your own daughter? She slumped in her chair. The only reason I'm not totally depressed is because I have Tahir, Hannah, Allison, and all the others. But I never want to see you again. I was better off without you, and I understand that now,
You ungrateful little bitch,
he snarled his fury. Hannah stood as her tails appeared and her claws extended.
Give me a reason, asshole.
Allison shook her head.
He's not worth it.
The wizard scowled.
Whatever. Fine. I tried to be nice here, but if she wants to be a moody teenager, let her.
Tahir stared the man with a thin smile.
I don't think you paid close attention earlier when Allison talked to Vargas's man. Meaning what? She made it very clear that her protection for you only extends to Seattle.
Clayton grimaced.
So what? I'll stay in Seattle. There's more than enough city here for me.
The infomancer shook his head.
Your presence here might prove distracting to my apprentice. I'll have to ask you on behalf of Brownstone Security to leave Seattle. What are you talking about?
He frowned.
Who are you supposed to be? King of Seattle?
Tahir looked at his boss.
He's right. I might have overstepped my bounds. Let me defer to actual royalty.
Allison shook her head.
I might not be Queen of Seattle, but I am the Dark Princess and Princess of the Shadow Forged,
and I'll grant my royal permission to you this time, Mr. Arrain. He grinned.
Thank you. As I was saying, Clayton, leave Seattle. We've saved your life, but we don't want you around to upset Sonya. If you're smart, you'll keep a low profile, lest Mr. Vargas becomes aware of you. We won't announce that we've asked you to leave, but if you force us to take greater measures, mistakes might be made. You can't do this,
the other man shouted.
I came to you people for help. And we gave you help, despite you being unworthy of it. But we did that only for Sonya's sake.
Tahir glared at him.
And now you can help your daughter by leaving. You should be happy. This is one time where you being self-serving will actually help her out too.
Now get out, Hannah snapped, before I decide to test my claws after all.
Clayton looked at Allison. She shook her head and pointed at the door.
This is bullshit,
he muttered as he stormed toward the door.
You've taken everything out of context. I love my daughter. You're a bunch of self-righteous assholes.
Would you be willing to submit to a truth spell about anything you've said? She asked. He paused at the door and glared at her.
Fuck you!
Without so much as a glance at his daughter, he threw open the door and barged out of the conference room. Sonya took a deep breath.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Tahir frowned.
Why are you sorry? You've done nothing wrong.
I asked you to help him, but he turned out to be nothing but a dirtbag. I wasted your time.
The infomancer shook his head.
You needed your closure and you have it. If he does care about you, maybe in the future he'll reflect on his actions and truly try to make amends.
Hannah smiled.
And even if he doesn't, you have us.
The girl wiped a few tears away and nodded.
Thank you. I don't know where I'd be without you.
The fox retracted her claws and released her tails. She headed over to the girl and pulled her into a hug.
Don't worry. We have your back. We're your new family. And we're a much cooler family than that loser anyway.